The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Mando Richard here, and tonight on the Music Room, we're going to be talking with Ordinary Elephant. That's right, that's the name of the band. It's actually Pete and Crystal DeMore. But they've got two records out now. One came out in 2013 called Dusty Words and Cardboard Boxes. Their new one is called Before I Go. And we've got a track picked out from that for you to listen to while I get them on the air. This is the Music Room on WVUD.
Over in the corner, like an old bar stool, he held me up right when I needed to. Say, listen up, my friend, let me tell you what I know. You can wish you were someone else, then you gotta let it go. 'Cause that's a good way to get a bad start. I don't care what straw you drew, gotta let it make the best of you. We ain't playing a game, we ain't running a race. So we alive, boy, just gotta find your place. I used to be like you, sit here in the dark, watch them in the spotlight, and pick myself apart. That's a good way. Start. I don't care what straw you drew, gotta let it make the best of you.
Live from somewhere in Illinois, it's Ordinary Elephant. Where the heck are you guys?
Hello. Hi. We are in our trailer.
Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Yeah.
Wow. The student who was on before me, Jess Sherry, she did a great show. But as I was telling her who I was going to have on, she said, what, they live in an RV?
We sure do. Actually, well, we live in a travel trailer now. We had a motorhome and towed a car behind it, and then we recently switched over to a van trailer situation so that we can try to be a little more mobile and play more shows.
Do you still have the four dogs with you on the road?
We do. They are sleeping right behind us, which is what they do most of the time. They are very good at that. They're usually in a pile of some sort, which is how they've always been. No matter how much room they have, they're in a pile on top of each other.
A puppy pile.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're talking with Pete and Crystal from They Are, in Their Entirety, Ordinary Elephant. And I guess the next question has got to be, where'd the name come from?
Yeah, basically, I guess pretty much to remind us that ordinary can be a pretty misleading word. So elephants are just magnificent creatures. And so even your, you know, quote unquote, ordinary elephant is pretty darn amazing. And there are a lot of things in life that can be that way if you take the time to look at it. So just to remind us to take a second look at things.
Pete, why the banjo? That's so socially unacceptable.
Well, I'm all about breaking societal norms, and no, it's man, I didn't grow up with any of that stuff, but I listened to Gillian Welch's album, The Harrow and the Harvest, and on there's a song called Hard Times.
Mm-hmm.
And the second I heard it, I went and bought a banjo, and that's the short of it. I don't know why I keep playing it, though.
Well, because it's a really wonderful acoustic way to keep the rhythm.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah. Hey, Crystal, you know the southern definition of a gentleman, don't you?
Oh, I don't. I should, probably. I grew up in the South.
Well, it's not Pete, because it's someone who knows how to play the banjo but doesn't. All right, there's our obligatory banjo joke. I've got that out of my system.
He'll note that in his head. He tries to tell bad jokes on stage, usually.
Jokes.
But that was a good one, so, you know, that won't work.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what we all have to do on stage, is make up stories while the other musician is tuning.
Right, so I get the brunt of that.
Yeah.
Since he's usually tuning.
Well, and... You've gotten pretty good at telling stories and tuning so that I don't have to tell a bad joke.
Right, I have, yeah.
Well, speaking of telling stories, can you tell us the story of Best of You, which is the first track off your new record, Before I Go?
Yeah, so that, I mean, we realized we wrote it because we needed to hear it. Yeah, I mean, traveling around like we do, we see a lot of, and I mean, going to the Folk Alliance conference we just went to in Kansas City, you see and hear so many amazing musicians that kind of make you want to quit sometimes because I can't be that good. I'll never be that good. I can't, what am I even doing? And that's not the best way to look at things. And so that's just kind of our take on that, to remind us to, you know, take what you have and keep going with it. And don't let people that are better than you discourage you. Let them inspire you.
Yeah, because, I mean, people can be better than you in different ways, and it's not, you can't necessarily.
We're not all apples.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. You can't always compare it to what you're doing.
Yeah.
What was it John Hartford said? Music's not a race.
You know, there you go.
Doesn't matter who comes in first. You're all making music.
Yeah, exactly. And that was just to remind us of that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Now, you guys met in a small town of Texas, which, on all my reading, it seemed to be unnamed.
Oh.
Oh, mystery.
Mystery.
What was
we
that?
Should keep it unnamed.
What was that mystery town in Texas?
Bryan, Texas, at a little place called the Village Cafe. They had they still do, actually. They have a singer-songwriter open mic where it was original music only.
Yeah, at the time, I don't know if it still is, but
yeah,
at the time it was.
Wow.
Yeah, and we, that was our hang for a couple of years. And I was in a duo called the Imaginary Friends, which didn't get
Crystal. Was there somebody else on stage with him, or was everybody just nice to him? Did he have an imaginary friend there, or was there really somebody there?
Oh, that would be an amazing solo artist name. The Imaginary Friends. I just see one guy. Yeah. Oh man. That would be a good one.
Or like a one-man band.
Yeah. But no, it actually was another person.
Yeah, I had a bass player with me that we wrote songs together. And then Crystal showed up with her guitar and finger-picking some things. And then after I got that banjo, we became friends and started playing banjo on some of her songs. And it worked out surprisingly well.
Have you always just performed original material? I mean, I know you didn't, because I know there's that cute YouTube video of you guys doing Guy Clark's The Cape out there.
Yeah, we do some, I mean, things like that. I mean, artists that we really like and respect, like Guy Clark, or we do a few Gillian songs, and but not a whole lot of covers. I guess because we like to spend, or at least I like to spend a lot of time writing, so I find it hard to find time to learn covers and things. Often I'll be like, oh, we need to learn that song. I want to be able to play that, but then it's hard to find the time when you want to be devoting time to working on your own stuff.
We've got a long list of songs that we need to learn.
Yeah, we do have an ongoing.
It's growing faster than things are getting taken off.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's really cool to hear artists like you or from the Baltimore area, used to be in Virginia, the Honey Dew Drops, where you're working in the duo format and you're so strong at it and you're writing these songs that sound like they are from the tradition, but they're advancing the tradition. That's really cool.
Oh, man, that's really nice of you to put it that way.
Yeah, that's a great compliment.
Especially for us, I don't feel like either of us really come from that tradition. We're just kind of almost learning as we go still.
Yeah.
from people that grew up with it.
Well, that's okay. That's a valid way of learning the stuff. Notice that I didn't get into conspiracy theories as to why you're a duo. A band I'm in recently laid me, the bass player, and the drummer off because couldn't earn enough money to pay four of us.
We'll play with a bass player. So we lived in Houston for a few years before we started traveling full time, and so we had met a guy there. And when we're back in Houston or surrounding area, we'll play with him. But and we love playing with him. But yeah, it would be tough to do that all the time financially, you know,
and logistically for
us. Being a married couple, so like, well, hey Ben, come on, you know, like trying to
travel full
time. Yeah, traveling full time makes it hard to have anyone else.
Well, I wasn't trying to get us going down this pike of saying you've chosen this just for financial reasons, but I think it really works with the music, too. I mean, the two dominant things, Pete, are your banjo and your wife's, Crystal's, voice.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it feels like it just feels right, I guess. You know, I mean, that's... I don't know how we, I guess, feel like our truest selves, you know, when we're writing and playing music.
Well, because this is live radio, not satellite radio, why don't you pick out what track we're going to play next from Before I Go, and then talk about it while I quickly cue it up.
Oh, yeah, let's see. We can, I guess Before I Go would be the song Before I Go would be a good one. Is that one of the first places we went when we started traveling was southern New Mexico. And, you know, being out there, we went to Haywood, New Mexico, City of Rock State Park. And we just happened to be there at the right time where there weren't a lot of people around. And we've just never heard silence like that. It was just so pure. And the Townes Van Zandt line, "The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold," just kept going through my head. And all the other things going through our head after selling all our stuff and starting to travel and just all fell out and in the form of this song.
Here we go. Pete and Crystal, Ordinary Elephant, doing Before I Go for you here on WVUD. Pete and Crystal, Ordinary Elephant, with the title track, correct?
Yeah, and I guess, honestly, we were torn about that because we didn't really, I don't even know what title track means, you know?
Well, I see it right here on the cover. It says, Ordinary Elephant Before I Go.
I know. But it didn't feel like a quote-unquote title track, but it felt so right for the name of the album. Even though there was a song called that. I don't know. It was a interesting thing there. But, yeah.
Well, off the air, we were joking around with each other, and we were talking about how many dogs is it before you declare herd management?
Yeah, we're there.
You said something that was really funny, the two of you, about how Pete, I think it was you who said, what happens when you go from three dogs to four?
Yeah, it's the looks we get from people, the reactions of people. Yeah, people assume different things about you if you tell them you have three dogs versus if you tell them you have four dogs and that you play a banjo. Yeah.
Start backing away slowly.
We're having a great time here with Pete D'Amore and his wife, Crystal. This record is a whole lot of fun. What kind of possesses you when you start writing? What's your writing process like? I mean, Pete's in the shower and you get him out to help him write a song or what?
We're kind of, I guess we complement each other well. I'm more a lyrics person and he's more a melody person. And so typically when we sit down to rehearse, before we rehearse, he'll start playing some random melody. I'm like, what's that? I like that. What is that? And he's like, I don't know. And so we have this huge list of voice memos of random melodies that we'll pick up from sometimes. But, usually, I guess I work more on the lyrics for a while before he comes into it, you know, before we both start working on it.
Or we'll start and then you'd work on it for a while.
Yeah, he'll help with some in the beginning and then he'll step away for a while and I'm more persistent, I guess, when it comes to
impatient, poetic, pretty.
Oh, gee.
I also got the sense that you write things in response to ordinary events. You know, like the song we just listened to is like just the quiet out in the desert, and you've got one song in here about somebody you met in an elevator. You've got just all these, and somebody else a song you made up while you were waiting for some three friends, It just sounds like ordinary events song.
It is. And so we went to, at Folk Alliance, part of this past weekend, part of that, they have a music camp at the nearby hotel that you can go to workshops at. And I went to a Sam Baker songwriting workshop, and something that came up in there, he was talking about how as writers we're kind of like crows, like we'll eat anything, we'll take anything. And that's kind of, I mean, that's very true. Like, I mean, literally sometimes I'll hear a word or just a few words, a phrase, or I'll misunderstand something that someone says, and that just hits me in the gut in some way. You know, it just, like, has this emotional response that I can't even control, you know, just this visceral response. That, so I'll, you know, type it down in my little list of random things to come back to, and I'll, you know, I'll look at that list when I sit down and just see what sticks out to me.
And as you said, though, the other part of the process is sometimes it starts with one of Pete's melodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's very cool.
I don't know where those come from, man. Oh, and well, he names them quite, it's interesting. So it's always fun to look at the list because he'll name them whatever comes to his head. I mean, it has no bearing on what the melody is.
But. I wouldn't say no.
Well, I can't speak to that.
No bearing on what the final song ends up.
No, not at all. It's what's going on at around the time.
Yeah, whatever hits my brain.
Now, I've told you in email that I'm just a sucker for this duo format, and I just love the stuff that you guys do. I mean, you enjoy that a lot. I can just tell.
Yeah, and we love duos as well. It's a different chemistry with, I mean, obviously there are bands that have that kind of, you know, really, or trios, or, you know, certain bands that will have that kind of chemistry, but I don't know, duos, I think it lends more to that, where it just feels so real.
And the amount of space you have to work with, it's not like, I mean, as a solo artist, you have a lot of space too, but you're almost, it's really easy to try and just fill that up as a solo artist, I think, but even as a duo, but you can like lay back and rely on the other person, and just the playful conversation. And some of the best duos that we listen to is some of the most interesting aspects of the duo
It's really easy to communicate with someone in a duo too, you know, just a certain look and you know, oh, okay, we're doing a key change or whatever it might be. Yeah, that's cool. So what's, I think I really like the second record. I like the first record too, but I really like the second record. What's next for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on new songs, and I mean, our goal this year is to just try to get out there and play as much as we can and meet more people and just keep writing. And I mean, we obviously want to come out with another album. We don't know when yet, but we're certainly working on songs for that.
I would think next year something would come out at some point.
Well, I just love your music, and you guys are a riot to chat with, too. So thank you so much for talking with us here in the music room.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
What song would you like us to play on the way out? I mean, Washington Said East is the song I've played the most on the air, but, I mean, you can pick that or pick something else.
Yeah, that works. Or Thank You is a pretty short one. And that one, we started writing that out in Fort Davis, Texas, beautiful area in West Texas, where we actually randomly met. There's a couple, a full-time RVing couple that inspired us to do what we're doing right now, to become full-time RVers. And we randomly ran into them there. And they're kind of celebrities in the full-time RVing world a little bit. Technomadia is their name. And we randomly ran into them, and we would have dinner with them. It was great. Things in nature out there make you feel really small in the best way possible. Being thankful for getting to see all the things we see, traveling like we do.
Well, we're thankful that Crystal Harrio DeMore and Peter DeMore have joined us here on the Music Room. They are Ordinary Elephant. You should look for their new record, Before I Go, wherever independent music is sold. So we'll all just say thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This canyon carved by the hands of the Rio Grande, 1,000 miles from what I once called home. I'm just a speck on this West Texas wind, blowing through these hills of stone. When I feel like next to nothing, next to something like that, I know there's nothing I need I don't already have. Tomorrow, looking at a sky full of past. The only thing that's new is the moon. Our eyes collect the light of stars born 3 million years ago, showing up as we are passing through. When I feel like next to nothing, next to something like that, I know there's nothing I need I don't already have. So thank you for taking me to the trees and where the mountains talk to me. Time ain't slowing down, guess you and I better learn to. Cause what's the worth of living through a life that cannot catch up with you?
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.